Another patient you might encounter on the ward or an outpatient setting is a patient that might have low interest in nutrition. This is an interesting type of patient to see. They might be non-compliant already with information that they've been given before, or perhaps they're just not interested in any further information. This can be a challenge. This type of patient, you definitely want to try to build rapport even when you feel like that might be hard to do. One thing to be aware of is, of course, gathering information prior, but sometimes you don't know that they have low interest in seeing you until you get there. Some things to note are the patient's own beliefs around what they're already doing. Gathering that up by talking to them about what they're eating at home, if they want to talk about that, and maybe finding out what their sensitivities might be around you being there. Have they seen a dietitian before? You could always ask. The other thing is, what are their own goals? Do they have any nutrition goals? Do they know why I might be there to talk with them? If they don't know at all, this is a really important information before launching into why you're there. One of the key things I find very helpful in this scenario is to really talk to them about how you're there as a nutrition resource for them. You're not the nutrition police and there to tell them what not to eat or what to eat if they don't want to hear it, but you are there to be their resource to help guide them if they have questions, and also for their current medical condition and why they're there. This might help them to understand that you're part of their team. You're not here to tell them what to do. If a patient with low interest starts challenging you on a topic that you start to talk with the patient, for example, I've had patients where you're giving some information and they start asking you more about a very specific piece and sends things a little bit more on a tangent. And when you only have 10 minutes, it can be very difficult to get through what you might want to talk with this patient. Just being cognizant of when it happens over and over and how to get the patient back onto some of the key points. Sometimes this also helps because sometimes a patient might be challenging you just to see how much you know or to just get things a little off topic. So in that scenario, it sometimes helps to have some of these other tools, keep things back on track, and give, but still giving them all the information they need. Some ways to keep a patient on track is to initially perhaps give them a little bit of an outline of what you might be talking about with them. Sometimes I go through, once I know what I might be targeting with them, I might actually say the umbrella point. This then helps the patient to kind of see what you have to get through. The other thing is to sometimes engage the patient. You're listening to what they're saying. When there's a pause, you know, kindly kind of get them back to where you're at. So sometimes you can say, you know what, in the interest of time, or you can summarize what they were just saying to kind of tie it up before they go on more. You also want to keep them on task so that they can also benefit from what you're saying and that it doesn't get too derailed in that you're there for another 45 minutes and what you're saying is getting lost.